and breaking news. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. A flea market turns deadly in Texas. Police say gunfire erupted at an outdoor market in Pearland tonight. That's 16 miles south of Houston. It killed a child and injured four others. Police spokesman Chad Rogers.
It does not appear to be any kind of targeted attack on the flea market. Again, this appears to be a disturbance that occurred at the flea market between two individuals, and shots were fired in the process.
There have been no arrests. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is calling it quits and pulling out of the 2024 Republican presidential race. Political analyst Larry Sabato says Scott, like many of his colleagues, failed to gain traction against former President Trump, locked in the lead.
I think he emerges from this undamaged, which a lot of candidates can't say. But at the same time, he just wasn't making the progress you have to make at this late date.
Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is in Israel this weekend, getting a firsthand look at the devastation of war.
I want the people of Israel to know that there are hundreds of millions of Americans who stand with them, who understand the atrocities that were committed.
Negotiations to free the hostages taken by Hamas are intense and ongoing. That's according to multiple U.S. officials to CBS News. Our Rami Innocencio has the view on the ground in Gaza on what civilians are dealing with.
Fuel is in short supply, as is potable water. Some children drinking from the Mediterranean. I add sugar to make it sweet, says this boy. In the first month of the war, the United Nations says just over 500 trucks with supplies have been allowed into Gaza from Egypt's Rafah crossing. Before the war, about 500 trucks went in each day.
Turning now to Syria, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military forces conducted precision strikes on facilities used by Iran and that they likely caused casualties. The strikes come after repeated attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. Back here, steer clear of I-10. That's the message for drivers in Los Angeles ahead of what's promising to be a messy morning rush.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says there's still no timeline on how long part of I-10 will remain shut down after a massive weekend fire downtown.
This is not going to be resolved in 1 or 2 days.
Investigators are still looking into a cause. Meantime, Governor Gavin Newsom's declared a state of emergency for cleanup and repairs.
The White House has appropriately taken this as seriously as it needs to be taken because of the economic consequences.
More than 300,000 drivers use the freeway daily.
That's our Monica Ricks, and this is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game.
trying to take a shot to the end zone, dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice, pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine, mid-50s on your Monday. For Monday night, mostly clear skies and a low near 35. It'll be windy on Tuesday, partly sunny and 59 degrees. Nice day Wednesday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s.
Currently, 42 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dom coming in hot.
Hey, Crudy, happy Friday to you.
Buddy, both traveling to arrive here at the WAUK studios. Thank you to Anya and our buddy Nate for accommodating. You know, it takes a village to raise this little show.
Yes, it does.
Dom, field tripping today.
Yeah, man, doing the hard work, Crudy.
Hard?
Showing up. That's hard sometimes.
I did show up.
Yes. Got to show up. Before anything happens, you got to show up.
If you don't show up,
yeah,
you don't get to see the news being made. And I hate to say it, but I'd like to acknowledge it. I did not force these two fine Republican standard bearers from the great state of Wisconsin. They were U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and also Brian Steil. But it wasn't just them. It was men, I didn't see any women, the men of law enforcement, the sheriff of Walworth County, the undersheriff of Walworth County, the sheriff of Racine County.
Oh, that guy. He's a constitutional sheriff guy.
He was there. He was on the panel. And I think another adjacent county. Oh, no. Chief of police, Whitewater. And the topic, illegal immigration, the crime, the rampant crime. And at one point, I got to point out this fine young journalist, she said, now these visual aids you guys have behind you, what do they represent? And it was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Brian Steil, first time I'd ever met him. And they turned to the men, because there were no women, but the men in law enforcement, the Whitewater chief of police said, I don't know precisely, because it was like a scale. It was like Scott Walker doing a Venn diagram.
Terrible. It was a bad.
The graph being utilized didn't have any metrics on it. Just more than there used to be. But what were the metrics? Like steel underwear
and profit? What's step two?
They were very sketch, at least to the public. They had a roundtable at 12:45. behind closed doors, Tom. I, a fine journalist, was not allowed. Maybe there was a woman of law enforcement behind closed doors, Tom, but not where we were, not in the room in Whitewater at the municipal building.
So there was no legend to describe what you were seeing, what the comparisons were on the X and the Y axis.
No, none of that. And the other one was just a picture of a shed, and you know, sort of a little shanty shed. And it's like, well, the guy said, well, that's a representation of our housing crisis. And I'm not trying to diminish the importance of these issues, certainly to the locals. This is a big deal. And they're dealing with the issues, and I'll describe them with less of a smirk on my face in just a minute. Then.
But I don't know if I believe you.
It was the shed quality. It was like a hunting shed, right? And some immigrant Latino family had taken up residence. I think that was the implication here. And it was like a father, a mother and a child living in a 10 by 10 shed. And I'm thinking, I know guys that live in worse accommodations than that, at least during deer hunting. That's coming up soon.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, was it plumbed? Was it heated? Probably not. I have lived in the rural South, though, and I'm telling you, people live in worse. But I wasn't sure why it needed to be there as a visual aid. And there was sort of this open borders conversation. And, you know, when you're a room full of law enforcement and two Republican, you know, big shots, federal electeds.
And all white dudes?
Yes.
Okay.
Couple of crew cuts. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All your stereotypes, they're all true in this.
Check case. Those boxes.
Yes, they're the law enforcement. And I'm not diminishing this, but I wasn't clear because when they came out from behind the closed doors, the only thing I heard was it costs more for interpreters. Like I'm giving you an honest takeaway. They're spending more money on interpreters. And apparently there are linguistical difference in the Spanish language as it's spoken.
Sure.
And their Mexican interpreters are no longer able to keep up with some of these Spanish language needs. And they're
someone from Guatemala and a different part of their country versus more, Honduras, more like or
South America.
Oh, South America. Okay.
Venezuelan,
gotcha.
I think was mentioned. The greatest concern, the drug trade. And they mentioned cocaine and fentanyl. Those were the two drugs. And the only standard I heard, the only metrics that were actually presented that I could tell, $250,000 from the Whitewater community over 4 months, that was the time metric, had been sent back to the cartel, one must assume, through retail trade, illicit trade, black market trade of these drugs, and the money being funneled back, according to the cops, local chief, etc. And I'm like, so that's like 60 grand a month, community of 14,000. So, you know, they've got a drug problem, just like everywhere else in America. And no one there in that panel, Tom, would plausibly consider ever legalization or something other than, you know, making even weed legal. They mentioned it. The cop's like, you know, our biggest problem used to be weed. It's like, now we got fentanyl and cocaine and stuff. And I'm thinking in my mind, Dom, you know, being the man that I am, it is literally 27 miles to a dispensary at exit number one in Illinois. The weed's legal 27 minutes away. And you're experiencing this tremendous drug trade, which you attribute to the cartels, but you're telling me the immigrants are coming from South America and you're having linguistical troubles, and therefore you've blown your local municipal budgets. And these are real needs, man.
Yes, sure.
These are real things. I believe all that. But that was it. That was, and it was Ron and it was Brian Style. My first meeting with young Brian Style. Sharp dressed man. Handsome young guy. If you were to go to Central Casting and say, get me a congressman, Brian Style would be one of the actors presented.
What? What am I? Chopped liver over here? Come on.
Oh,
really?
Way too short. Relative to this guy?
Come on.
He's a strapping 6'3", 6'4".
Let's not forget the Racine County Sheriff Schmalling, I believe his name. He is one of those constitutional type sheriffs who believes that, you know, basically they
let's make sure it's the same guy, blue uniform, kind of round, wearing a badge, that guy.
And when weed became legal in the state of Illinois, he was out there in the forefront saying, hey, you know, don't be bringing that through my county. We'll be pulling you over. I mean, like very, very, very anti-weedy, this guy.
Yes.
Yes. So
many of the police.
So yeah. So no consideration of the legalization of it and treating perhaps addiction as it is a health issue, not a criminal issue. People do things in certain states. None of it was discussed.
Everything came through the prison.
And of course, the tax revenue that could be derived from legalization could help offset some of those, the money that they're spending on, you know, interpreters.
None of that was
discussed. No. Okay.
It was the scourge of illegal immigration that brought the drugs. And why Whitewater? Apparently they had adequate housing and jobs. So with
and college towns, you know, I'm from personal experience, I've come to discover that, you know, college towns are places where you can get drugs. You know, there's a lot of young people and maybe some extra money from funding for the schools, from the grants and whatnot. And, you know, you go out and you get a little bit. There's a market there, let's call it, perhaps.
Hey, I don't want you walking down memory lane here, Dom.
I'm just saying.
Entrepreneurial spirit that you were.
I'm just saying it's not new. You know what I mean?
No, that was back when they just had a problem with the weed.
Yeah, that nasty brick weed.
Well, and there is legitimately a problem with this fentanyl, with the cocaine and the different things. So looking for answers, right? And looking obviously to make a little news if we can. and you know, I had one question in the back of my mind. Hey, Senator, you appeared recently on the Foxy News with the Maria Bartiromo. Because, you know, I hear Brian Stelle continue, oh, we don't know who they are. These people coming in, we don't know who they are. And I'm like, remember those really important people doing the conspiracies? Ron, who are the people? Or whom?
Yes.
Who are the conspiracies? Any of them.
Being orchestrated by the elites. By a very few group of elite, a few members of the elites.
But many of the panelists were armed. I chose not to go that
route. Okay. Oh, so we didn't go there. Okay.
But Jim, the cameraman from WISC3, who happens to be a friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jim.
Why? Because he listens to us, Dom, and he likes us. He's told me, I'm a fan. So we were having a little small talk before the electeds came in. And Jim really started framing it up. At one point, I'll bring you a little sound I had with Congressman Stout. First time I ever asked him a question. And he had talked about sort of framing this immigration through the funding of Ukraine. Like, we're going to tie these things together.
Oh, geez. Okay.
But Stout didn't say that directly. It was just alluded to. But Jim picked up on it. Jim being a fine journalist, probably the best one in the room, sadly.
Including
like,
you.
Like, he's a seasoned guy.
Yeah, for sure. Been around a long time.
Many, many press conferences.
Yes.
And Jim, you know, Jim kind of cracked on him. Like, framed it in a total, like, are you telling me that your wants and needs to build a wall is more important than funding, what, a wall trying to hold back the aggression of Russia and Putin and Ukraine? And when we come back, I'll tell you what news was made. But Jim was the journalist. And Jim gave the old, tell me the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Keep at him, Jim.
And eventually, Ron admitted to the code red. We're the Devil's Advocates. Eric Grievance's Crudy. Ill-prepared because I was doing a field trip. I'll tell you all about it.
You can't handle the truth.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Allbush Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. We're airing the grievances, as our custom, on Fridays. You can join us 844-967-2789.
So, Jim, the camera guy over at Channel 3, he was the guy that got U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to admit on the record what Brian Stile would only allude to. You know, say in this breath and then say something else in this breath. But, you know, is what you're saying, Jim. I'm paraphrasing, Jim. Actually, we've got a little of this sound. And playing this off my little handheld, so it might not be perfect, but work with us. If you've got this one, Nate, I'm going to pull up the WISC cameraman, Jim, question and response. Because Jim continued to push, and I think we'll probably hear from Jim once, but Jim asked the question like three times. Like, he really started hammering him.
Like Stephanopoulos, man.
And I'm thinking, yeah, go, Jim. You go play. And I'll tell one little secret, Tom. I was trying to play kind of nice because I'd never met the congressman, Brian Stile, and I'd never met his staffer, Siobhan, I think her name, a lovely young lady. And I would like them to be responsive the next time I email them, because I pointed out the last time I emailed, you guys didn't respond. The last time I invited the congressman on for a little exclusive, because we play on WRJN, that's in the first.
That's right in the backyard, baby.
We got the big beast of the East, WAUK. We're in the studios right now. You can hear us in the district, sir. Well, Siobhan, I'm speaking. The royal sir in this case.
Of course, and very polite and very crude with the dimples, I'm sure.
Let's talk about Jim. Jim. Oh, by the way, Siobhan said, I've only been there a month and a half. I'm like, well, they probably blew me off longer ago than that. So we're fresh start.
Yes.
Turning the page.
Absolutely. Here we go.
And we'll see how it goes. Cause I had a few questions.
We'll see.
And we'll get the Crudy's questions, but let's start with Jim's question. Cameraman from Channel 3, friend of the Devils, asking Senator Ron Johnson, second or third time, putting him on the record on the code red. Hell yes, they're going to tie this immigration bill to funding for Ukraine. Tell them about it. Listen close for Jim.
I think it's more important to secure our border and protect America first.
And America is threatened by communist aggression in Ukraine.
We have to secure our border and protect America and Americans first. And the Democrats are not willing to do it. This is unfortunate. You know, three votes, two in committee, one on the floor of the Senate. I offer the amendment, and all I ask is just complete the fence we already bought and paid for. It cost us more not to build that fence than to complete it. Democrats, except for Joe Manchin, voted against that amendment, so we never completed that fence. So obviously, President Biden, Democrats do not want a secure border. We have to force their hand. And their desire for funding the war in Ukraine is the only leverage point we have. And yes, we will use that, because I'll repeat, it's important for us to secure our border and protect Americans and protect our homeland.
And I think Jim might have hammered him into even a tighter soundbite later, but you get the gist. Man just made some news. Our plan, our Republican plan, our Senate plan. Brian Stale's making illusions, but he's telling you the truth. Yeah, hell yeah, I ordered the code red. I know he says something different, but, you know, radio.
They would tie any this immigration border issue to the Ukraine war fund bill.
And Jim was very explicit. Jim, the cameraman from WIC, like his third shout out today, very explicit in saying, what about Putin? What about the Russian incursion into the Ukraine? You realize this is not some theoretical funding bill just for, you know, more toilet paper, let's say. This is what we're funding. We're trying to keep Putin and democracy alive, right?
I mean, you could tell. I mean, Senator Johnson was in Russia during the 4th of July a few years ago, so he probably doesn't see it as a big of a priority, perhaps, as some other folks do.
Well, I had never asked Brian Stale a question, and if there's time, there's time, Nate. Let's go to the Brian Stale. And I've posted the video of these questions and answers, a couple of them at least. I might throw a few more on later. Only so much you can take. But here's me, a two-parter for Brian Stale. I believe the question. How do you define securing the border?
Kristen, you had mentioned securing the border. What's that look like in your mind, sir?
Returning many of the policies of the previous administration. It's a return to Mexico policy. That
child
is
separation.
Actually finishing construction of the wall, in particular in key segments.
Build that wall.
It's increasing funding and hiring of law enforcement agents, in particular U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And I think the window for us to force this administration, which is an unwilling administration in the first place, I think our opportunity here is on the funding bills as we look out now to the end of the year.
Do you envision tying immigration to the current ongoing resolutions to try and continue to keep the government open? November 17th, I think, a deadline, sir.
I think it'll be part of the broader conversation. I think in particular, we have an opportunity as we look to funding for Ukraine to tie that with the border. I think that's
There's
our best
the
opportunity to force the Biden administration to come to the table to actually secure the U.S.-Mexico border.
And I can't add that.
I did ask one more of the congressman. I asked him, let me think. I want to make sure I report accurately to you.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Take your time.
Because he did stutter in reply. Let me think about that one. Maybe I'll come back to it. I'll go to the source material. Make sure I'm accurately descripting why it is I made congressman stutter just a little bit. Oh, I believe it was, again, a follow-up question regarding the keeping the government open part.
Sure. No, he said he's not going to tie it to that. They're going to tie it to Ukraine.
Well, both he and the center, both he and Johnson, were very confident the government was going to stay open. There would be no shutdown.
Oh, really?
And I pointed out that the last two resolutions that were put forth weren't actually voted on, right?
They were
in
pulled.
Fact, they were pulled back due to, let's call them, poison pills.
Something about abortion, something about contraception, you know, very important things.
Well, things that are, so I said, you know, clean resolution? I think you're a I think it went like that. I paraphrase slightly.
Yeah.
I can pull the tape. But I'm not sure if that's going to earn him an exclusive on the Devil's Advocate. You're going to have to tell the truth, sir. Now, the underlying issue. I noted I had watched some of the, not Republican presidential debate, but some of the focus grouping and what some of the people actually reacted to.
Coverage of it afterwards.
And it was surprising. When the Republicans came out strongly and talked about building a wall and locking down and creating border security, even the Democrats responded positively to those messages, that strong message that, I hate to say it wasn't, well, it's probably nationalistic when they're doing it, but I think people do want to see safe and secure borders. And I think the fentanyl problem and the opioid problem is tremendous, and people are dying. And these are real problems. And now it's being blamed, you know, on the immigrant population in Walworth County in no small part. And I saw a graph, Dom. It looked really bad. This one was small, and then it was much bigger on this line.
Yeah.
And I thought, they stole a lot of underwear. come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We air the grievances. Yours always welcome here at 844-967-2789. Thank God it's Friday.
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. One child is dead, four others injured after an argument turns deadly at a Pearland, Texas flea market. Police officer Chad Rogers.
Upon arrival, officers located five victims that had been shot. All five were transported to local area hospitals.
There's one less South Carolinian in the race for the White House. Senator Tim Scott says he's suspending his campaign after failing to gain traction after three presidential debates. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The great winnowing on the Republican side is proceeding apace and may accelerate.
Tensions are sky high as the Israeli military offers to help evacuate babies and vulnerable civilians from Gaza's largest hospital. CBS's Deborah Pata.
The Israeli military has said it would help evacuate over 40 babies still inside Al-Shifa Hospital, but the Hamas-run health ministry insists they have not yet been told how this will happen.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Evers says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine, mid-50s on your Monday. For Monday night, mostly clear skies and a low near 35. It'll be windy on Tuesday, partly sunny and 59 degrees. Nice day Wednesday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s.
Right now, it's 41.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give him his gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It was like we were never gone.
We're always here. We never leave.
I barely left the chair, just dropped some stuff. 844-967-2789. It's because I work so damn hard for you today to bring back the news that Jim, the camera guy at WISC, dragged out of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, that the Republicans, especially Ron, plan to hold the Ukrainians hostage to funding their very harsh immigration policies. But the stuff that's not harsh.
Well, hang on now. But Brian Stiles said he wanted to go back to the. You're asking the question. What is securing the border look like to you? And one of the
what Trump did.
Yeah, what Trump did. You know, build the wall, go back to the old policies. Well, one of the old policies was child separation. I mean, is that what Mr. Stiles is suggesting? It would be.
And it was also the return to Mexico policy, right? Make people stay on that side of the border. There's clearly something broken with the current asylum system. I think there's clearly something broken with the immigration system. Hell, it might have been cameraman Jim that asked, you know, anybody have any appetite to solve any of these problems?
Well, isn't that the thing? Maybe a bipartisan effort to identify. I mean, most people come in here for jobs and life, man. Yes, there are people that, you know, are bringing drugs in, but, you know, we have a big demand for drugs here. Of course, that's going to happen.
Well, I've seen Joe Biden get some economic policies through, but I think he would have to come to the table and say, let's do this. And I think there would be skepticism because, of course, they use this as campaign device.
If it's
right?
A solved issue, it's not a campaign problem, right?
But I mean, Roe v. Wade was great for the Republicans, right up to Dobbs. And when Dobbs overturned Roe v. Wade, guess what? They've been getting the snot beat out of them ever since.
Yeah, weird how people like don't like losing their rights.
Okay, well, if you tell people, be afraid of the others are coming. We don't even know who they are. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. Oh, that's a different thing.
Well, I know we got some song. Let's get to it because I have some more I want to jump into after perhaps the next.
Well, I've got one more. Me questioning Ron. Buddy, Ron, former friend of the Devils. If there are no jobs, the immigrants don't stay, right? They leave. What about the employers? Let's see if I said it half as eloquently as I thought I did in my own brain. Play it for the people, please, Nate.
There's no work here for these immigrants. They go back. They don't stay if they don't have some economic means. So obviously they're finding a way into the employment system. A lot of them through the dairies, I understand, sir. How do we address that? The employer side.
There is work, which is why we need a functioning legal immigration system so they're working in the above ground economy. Where they're
Democrat.
You know, again, it's the underground economy where these individuals can be taken advantage of by unscrupulous employers. So we want a legal system. The open border, the illegal flow, is preventing us from implementing a fully legal system, which is, again, why you have this robust industry creating fake IDs. That's not the way to go about this. So we've got to secure the border, and then we have to establish a functioning legal immigration system.
Okay. You really, you know, these things are, you don't have to do one versus the other, or you can do both at the same time.
Well, must do it first. He was very clear. One does come before the other. First, you secure the border and do everything Trump would do. And we really should probably reelect that guy, right? In his mind.
And yeah, he never even really liked the guy, did he?
Come on, man. These immigrants are already employed. They're already here.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for just a moment. I want to throw this out here. Found this at the Wisconsin Examiner from last year. And I remember this story. Here's the meat. By some estimates, 80% of the labor on Wisconsin dairy farms is now performed by immigrants. Most of those immigrants, most of them, like 70% of them, are undocumented. And there's no visa program for year-round low-skilled agricultural jobs.
But someone's got to milk those cows,
no,
right?
No doubt.
Someone's
got
to be responsible enough folks, to get up at 4 in the morning.
Those are up. Yeah, tell me about it. I used to work on a farm. And
I heard that once.
These are Republican counties. These are Republican farmers. You know, this
Republican
is,
sheriffs amongst the Republican electeds at the Whitewater Municipal Building. I was there. I know.
But the farms are owned in, you know, rural areas. Rural yes. areas are predominantly Republican.
Yes.
These are, when you talk about these unscrupulous employers that Ron Johnson talks about, these are the very people that voted for Ron Johnson. And they're hiring people because they need the labor. They need to get the work done. Folks are coming here because they want the money, and they'll get up and they'll do the work. They'll do the feeding. They'll milk the cows. They'll haul the waste. No, I mean, I get all that.
The other part that always... You know, we got to bring them into the light through legal immigration, but only after we do all these steps that, you know, wait. But here's the point. You could bring so many immigrants that already live here, already are driving on our roads with or without proof of competency behind the wheel, because guess what? You can no longer get a driver's license. That used to be a thing. And they're so damn worried somebody might cast a fake vote, something that would get them a felony and get them shipped out of the country, that all of those laborers that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, they're also driving around without any proof of insurance because they don't have any.
Right.
Or a driver's license because they can't get one.
And they're getting stopped. They're getting ticketed. And they get deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole. It is all part of that same problem about bringing them into the light. Yes, they're already here. They're already working. They're already employed by Republican dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin. You could do this tomorrow.
I'm advocating for doing something of that sort, recognizing the quote-unquote illegal immigrant population, as Ron might call them. Those that are here without documentation or a current legal path to citizen or whatever status. Well, but guess what? They're already here. They're working.
Just a labor deal would be helpful.
Green cards?
Yes. Something.
Driver's license.
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm out there on the roads too, usually on the other end of the 4 a.m. But you know, I've been out there once or twice.
Yeah. Yes.
844-967-2789. Young Cam and Nina. How you doing, Cam?
Hey,
happy
Cam.
Friday, man.
Hey, yeah, happy Friday to you guys too. We're at the end. When I hear any of this immigration stuff, I think of what happens. We know that a lot of these companies use illegal immigrants for the workforce. We know this. What happens when they are being watched so they can't bring in illegal immigrants? They turn to the prison systems and they pull in people that have just gotten out of prison in order to get additional, they get funds from the government for these work programs. But a lot of these people, and I'm not condemning all of them, a lot of these people that come out of the prison system immediately think that they are all that. They think that they're still in prison the way that they act around people that got the jobs through normal means, and they put other people at risk. So honestly, if it were me, I would prefer illegal immigrants working around my loved ones than people straight out of prison looking for a ticket to get back in.
And of course, we hear about a one-off circumstance, and there always is going to be evil things that happens in this world. But if some immigrant perpetrates this crime, it's always amplified through Fox News. It's always amplified through the horror of the pretty blonde girl that was whatever by illegal immigrants. It's always going to be on the top of the Foxy News. And there's a whole...
It is, but...
Go ahead. Your thoughts first.
Okay. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I do try to, I mean, I listen to you guys, but I also try to listen to the other side as much of a headache as it gives me. But for example, I don't even know, like, if I'm allowed to say this, but Audrey Hale, the, I think that was what, Tennessee? They shot up the private school, and the manifesto was being blocked, I think, by the school itself for some reason. But then some conservative person went quote-unquote undercover and was able to pull it, and they released it a couple days ago, the manifesto, and it was not quote-unquote, again, following the left rhetoric. So that's why no one's talking about it. But I get confused why, when we give them crap for that, not talking about the things that they should, we end up kind of doing the same thing here and there. I really haven't seen any normal news sources talking about that. And it gets really confusing, because it's like, I can't really bash other people if the people that I listen to are also, you know?
I guess I'm not following you exactly, Cam. That the people on the left are not addressing what, the immigration, the border. I guess it was unclear where you were trying to go there.
I think that the Democrats sometimes talk about immigration kicking and screaming, and the perception, and it's being hammered by Ron Johnson and Brian Steele and these perhaps Republican men of law enforcement, open borders, and I want to scream. Yeah, nobody's got an open borders policy. But what that's shorthand for is it's not your priority. It's not your priority. And for a lot of people, they are affected. And mostly, I think it's through the fentanyl, the crisis, and we don't hear enough conversation. And I think that there are these whole pockets of Americans out there that are suffering because their son OD'd or whatever the case may be. And they want to blame it on someone. And Fox News is, well, it's the cartels, it's the immigrants. Let's build a wall.
I mean, or there could be some, you know, look at history and talk about, you know, the Oxycontin and the Slacker family and how these things were given away like candy and got a generation of people addicted on
yeah, heroin. But there's a whole new generation that's dying of illicit fentanyl. And the Democrats aren't solving the problems any more than the Republicans are at this point. But I think as an electoral issue, and it's not all horse race politics, Tom, because at some point, if Ron was of goodwill, or his ilk was of good ill, if young Brian Steele is of goodwill and he wants to solve this problem, and we want to create some sort of format or framework for, let's start with the farm laborer here in the state of Wisconsin. If we could bring them out of the shadows and register them as, you know, citizen in want XYZ 2-3.
Year-round laborers. I mean, you don't even need to address the citizenship issue if we're talking about getting them out of, quote-unquote, out of the shadows.
Well,
you know, come on. The very basics. We're talking about people that are here. These are the ones that we want, quote-unquote, right? And these are Republican, generally conservative-leaning rural areas that are employing these people, that are employing the laborers.
Mark from the SAC, what's your thought?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And it just occurred to me that I hear the wall again. What it occurred to me is Hadrian's Wall didn't keep the northern barbarians out of southern England, you know, when it was in place, and they had that patrolled constantly. So the wall isn't going to do any good, and it's not going to solve all the issues. What they need to do is set up more legal immigration centers along the border. So these people have more places, you know, that can be processed and decisions can be made whether they can come in or not. Because we, as has been pointed out, we need to get these people out of the shadows so they can be treated like human beings rather than chattel slaves, which in some cases, that's what they're treated as. And that's why I think some of these Republicans don't mind us so much, is because then these people can be taken advantage of and they can use it as a political wedge issue.
Well, as mentioned, Mark, if you solve the problem, then it's not an issue to deal with on the election cycle. Thanks for the call, man.
One other question. I wish I would have had the opportunity to dig a little with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson today. I saw him in Whitewater, him and Brian Stahl. UAW, Ron, what do you think about the ever-increasing wage for the working stiff? You know, as a guy who came from manufacturing, Ron, thanks to unionized labor, right? The American worker getting ahead. Finally, Ron, you're all for it, right?
Right.
I don't know if he would share that sentiment. I think he would perhaps also be for the suppression of the labor collaboration of the unions. Oh, yeah. You know, we don't want the cheap labor either.
Honda giving 11% raises now that passed. Folks, 844-967-27.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We aired the grievances. You're welcome to join us at 844-967-2789. Crudy on a road trip. Thanks for doing that, man. Appreciate that. Love to hear what folks have to say. If you don't show up, man, you don't get the story. Bill from Grant County, you don't have to show up. Because Crudy did. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I appreciate it on a Friday evening. And, you know, I knew a girl and her family that immigrated here from, legally immigrated here from the country of
India. Illegally? I didn't hear you.
She came here and went through the process, and she was legally, but she had to wait quite a while. Just a delightful girl, just a beautiful family. She went through the process, and she paid her dues, believe me. And we've got 8,000 people a day coming in? Really? Come on, Uncle Joe, really?
Bill, what if Joe Biden made it a priority? What if Joe shared your goal that we stem the tide of immigration as much as we could, that we somehow created some sort of format, green card, something that those that did enter the country at least were monitored? Because I hear the people from law enforcement in Walworth County today saying, we don't know who they are until we have our first police encounter with them. So, Bill, would that change your attitude about Joe Biden, or would you find a different reason not to like him?
Well, I wouldn't vote for Uncle Joe if he was running for dog catcher.
So it's not the policy. You don't like Joe, but let's talk about the policy for a minute.
We don't know.
Yes, sir.
We don't know who's coming over the border. We don't know if they're terrorists. They're from India. They're from Pakistan. They're from
I heard Ron make these points already today.
We don't have a clue who these people are.
Well, I would disagree with you to some degree here, Bill, because apparently, according to ProPublica, we've talked about this before, Wisconsin is home to about 70,000 undocumented immigrants. Wisconsin. So let's talk about Wisconsin. You know what? A lot of those folks, as we talked about the statistics here, work on rural Wisconsin dairy farms. A lot of those rural Wisconsin dairy farms are in red counties, Bill. So some of your friends and perhaps your family and those folks that you politically agree with are the reason why folks are coming here, because they can get a job, man. No, so don't you think it's just as important for you to perhaps, if you know some folks that are in there, you're calling the cops on them, Bill?
I'm not going to call the cops on nobody, but they got to come here legally.
But here's the point, you know, Bill. They're not, and your friends and your political allies are hiring them for cheap labor, Bill.
And they need the labor,
you know, and
because the kids from Wisconsin don't want to work on the farm so much anymore.
Okay, on my closing note, an illegal is not a sick bird. Good night.
Okay, Bill. But thanks for not addressing the very specific issue that matters. If we're talking about immigrants coming to this country, and we have 70,000 here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of dairy farms, most of the labor on the dairy farms, as documented, are done by undocumented immigrants, mostly from Latin America. I don't look at this as anyone's fault per se. People want to work. Labor is coming in. They want to get paid. People on the farm, be it conservative or progressive, working on a farm, they need labor. There's a lot of work to do on a farm. You can't do it if you're not having 15 kids and you can't force them to work. It's a whole lot harder these days.
Yeah, but someone is being blamed. The Biden administration clearly is being blamed.
Well, sure, but listen.
Open borders policy.
Nah, that's the today thing. You know, it'll be something else tomorrow. The point is we have a mixture right here in the state of Wisconsin that is ripe for fixing. We have willing participants on the left and the right. We have people that are literally working on the farms that want the money, that are taking care of their families. These are the best of situations. These are the easiest kinds of scenarios to solve, man. That's what we got to focus on. If you worry about, we got to stop every kilo from coming over. I mean, we can try. Good luck with that.
But my thought is, we know Republicans want, you know, big fences and Mexico is going to pay. And we know Trump ginned them all up, right? All the murderers and rapists, and I'm sure very nice people coming from Mexico. If Democrats are sincere and they want to solve this problem, and obviously it's going to be hard going into an election year. I don't think we're going to see a solution for 2024, let's say. But we could do some of this stuff on a state level. Now, I know I saw Ron Johnson. I saw Brian Stile today. These are federal electeds. And I don't know if the state of federal politics in an election year with a 51-49 and Joe Manchin on his way out the door is going to lend itself to, you know, any sort of broad immigration.
Yeah, reform. There's always a reason not to get something done.
Dude, I don't know if they're going to keep the government open past next weekend.
Oh, come on. You heard the Republicans today. Didn't they tell you? Yeah, they're going to.
They were very confident.
Yeah.
They weren't going to burn it down.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh. As Wisconsin mentioned, was going to beat Indiana.
That's my bold sports trash talking prediction. But Brian Stile, when questioned how they hadn't even put, you know, a resolution on the floor for a vote yet, kind of gave me the
Mike.
I hope he comes on. 844-967-2789. Even if your complaint, Congressman, is I asked too many pointed questions. I did so mostly with a smile on my face.
Well, that's the whole point. They should be pointed questions. Otherwise, we're just playing. Hey, Jake from Eureka, we'll get you up. Thanks for calling, Jake. What do you got today?
You know, if that last caller is so concerned about shutting down the narcotics importation business, the first step is throwing Donald Trump Jr. in jail so he can stop buying so much cocaine. My question is, speaking of
allegedly,
where are all these, you know, Eastern European prostitutes that are making their way to Mar-a-Lago coming from? Which country specifically? I mean, Slovenia, Slovakia, Hungary, which does not border Russia, by the way. And, you know, probably Russia. Russia is the most likely location for most of these Eastern European prostitutes.
Where did Melania come from?
You know, Donald Trump's enjoyment.
Did Melania's family literally get here through chain migration?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
Her parents got to the United States.
And by the way, Melania made it into America on the Einstein visa. Did you hear about this? She got in on an intellectually based visa.
Well, I don't care. Do you, Jake? Thanks for the call, man.
I bet she thought she married better than she did, you know, financially. He wakes up feeling rich.
Yeah.
I read an article about Melania at the Washington Post today. Apparently a quite private person. My wife wouldn't go out in public much either if she's married to you know who. We expect a fine author coming next. Charlotte Dennett. talking oil policy in the Middle East. I hear, Dom, lots of oil under the Gaza. Ooh. Could that precipitate a war? Question mark.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.